Good morning, Sandy. I'm so glad you could join us today because I think there's a lot of interest in predicting what might be happening in the travel industry and in people's lives with all the ups and downs the world is going through. And before we get into any details, tell me, what is a psychic? What does a psychic actually do?
So I would say to you in that, I said, I don't know that I necessarily call myself a psychic, but an intuitive, which we all tap into energetically on a daily basis. So essentially, I use my intuitive to get a feeling about what's going on around us and what's going on out there. And then I access information in that way.
And what kind of information do you access?
Well, if there's a question involved, if it's about people's lives, if it's about business, it's, you know, like what I do in the readings is that someone will call, as an example, the person I just spoke to, they've got some big business deals on the table and they're asking, you know, will this company come forward and bring a term sheet? Will that company come forward and bring a term sheet? Will we be able to, you know, be successful on this deal that we're working on, those types of things. And then, you know, obviously working with the intuitive is we are, you know, when we look at life, generally speaking, we're all given freedom of choice as to what direction we're going to go in. So if we choose this path, this will happen. If we choose that path, something else will happen or another path. So there are plenty of opportunities to say, you know, what is the prediction of this, that, and the other thing. However, it is, again, all about choices along the way for people generally speaking.
Having, you know, spent some time with you over the years, you have brought some highly interesting concepts to the table for me, and sometimes extremely accurate. And I'm just curious, what is it that you think that you are tapping into? I mean, I understand you're talking about intuition, but for us, for those of us who just don't have that gift, is it a feeling that you're sensing?
We all have that gift. That's 100% what I believe and know that is each and every. I don't have anything you don't have, Nina. But I just practice using it more, maybe, or, you know, or not necessarily. Maybe you do use it. You get a gut instinct about what direction to take your business in or what direction to go into a lead if you're writing news or involved in an idea or concept. You trust your instinct as to which is the best way to approach that. And that's why you're successful, because you have an instinct as to how to tap into that energy. I'm not saying that there isn't anyone out there without that or with that. But yes, some people are better at it than others. Some people are just, you know, more living in that world. To me, personally, it's about spiritual. You know, I when I go into that space, I'm asking spirit, generally speaking, like people have said to me over the years when I do readings, they said, and they're going, who the hell are they? Like, who are they? And I'm going, I don't know who they are. Good question. I believe it's spirit energy coming in and saying, you know, it is a feeling. I do get the feeling or the picture or the vision or the insight that this is the way to go. Is it always correct? Absolutely not. Because again, as humans, we're given freedom of choice. So I can say XYZ to you, but you're going to choose your own direction. This is, you know, it's very much subjective because you're going to choose what you want anyway, no matter what I say. But I mean, you're not going to live your life based on essentially what someone says, either intuitively, psychically, whatever you want to call it. You'll take it into consideration along with other more factual pieces. And so my sense is we're going to, you know, you're going to say, what is your idea about this particular area? And I'll tune into it. I'll get a feeling around it. And then I'll talk about that, right?
So if I were to ask you how travel advisors in Canada seem to, what the energy is around travel advisors in Canada, because we read a lot of research that says that a lot of people are going back to travel agents, advisors, counselors, whatever the terminology is, because they're overwhelmed with all the choices online, and they are also fearing things like strikes, pandemics, all of the things that really cause havoc. When you tune into that energy, do you get a sense of it?
Yes and no, because some people, and maybe whether it's on the professional level or personal level, I'm not sure, they will go that route. I think that it is leaning in that direction because people are frustrated and they don't know how to navigate things the way they thought they did, you know, booking their own travel and like you said, trusting that, like, they really trust the advisors more as the professionals. I think they're coming back to that because, you know, they feel lost in what is actually going on out there in the travel industry and how are they going to get to where they want to go successfully. And they feel that these people have more of the expertise to take them there.
Right. And I think, yeah, I think that that is probably very true. And I think a lot of advisors are feeling the shift. The pendulum is swung again towards them. When the internet started, of course, you know, people lost a lot of business and we lost a lot of advisors. But now it seems to be swinging back because travel is so fraught with all kinds of challenges that someone wants to be taken care of, especially as we age. Okay, thank you so much, Sandy. This was fascinating, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.